This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Niger's military junta says it's severing military agreements with France, its former colonial ruler. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In addition to this dramatic development in the Niger crisis, a regional delegation's efforts at negotiation with the military rulers have quickly deadlocked. This deepens the post-coup isolation for what had been the US's and allies' last major counter-terrorism partner in the Sahel. 2 days remain before a deadline set by the West African Regional Bloc to release and reinstate Niger's President Mohamed Bazoum or face possible force. Bazoum says he's a hostage and pleads for the US and other partners to step in and, he says, help us restore our constitutional order. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Russian warship was seriously damaged in an overnight Ukrainian naval drone attack on a Russian Black Sea Navy base. The first time the Ukrainian Navy has projected its power so far from the country's shores. The port, which handles 2% of the world's oil supply and also exports grain, temporarily halted civilian ship movement before resuming normal operations, according to the Caspian Pipeline Consortium, which operates an oil terminal there. Jailed opposition politician Alexei Navalny had an extra 19 years added to his jail term on Friday, in a criminal case which he and his supporters said was trumped up to keep him behind bars and out of politics for even longer. The 47-year-old, who is President Vladimir Putin's fiercest domestic critic, is already serving sentences totaling 11 and a half years on fraud and other charges that he says are bogus. His political movement has been outlawed and declared extremist. Find more on our website, VOA News.